Hi everyone, I am Dr. Devasis Giri, Senior Consultant Endocrinologist from Sugarline Healthcare, Nagtala, Kolkata. I am here today to discuss something about diabetes in pregnancy. As the days goes on, as there is more and more industrialization, more and more lifestyle changes, we, the people of all over the world, specifically the people from third world country, are diagnosing with diabetes in a much younger age. And that is the reason the diabetes in pregnancy is increasing in an exponential manner. When maybe we were students 20 years ago, it was maybe 1 in 50 pregnancy was diabetic. Now it is almost 1 in 10 pregnancy is having diabetes. So to continue the discussion of diabetes in pregnancy, there may be two situations, actually, what we called that diabetes before pregnancy and diabetes diagnosing at the time of pregnancy. So first, I want to discuss the diabetes that is actually before pregnancy. So sometimes we call it pre-gestational diabetes, or someone may be a type 1 diabetic patient or mother going for a pregnancy. So these are the two conditions. When there is a type 1 diabetic, that's the patient is already on insulin, but she has to be counseled properly that her blood sugar to be controlled good enough. HbA1c should be below 7 or 6.5% if possible when she is planning for her pregnancy or she is planning for her conception. And she should also be informed that her insulin dose actually has to be increased. Its blood sugar testing at home has to be increased throughout the pregnancy period. And she has to continue multiple time insulin injections daily. Most of the time it is 3 or 4 times per day. But in pre-gestational diabetes who have type 2 diabetes, the lady may have a well-controlled diabetes with multiple oral antidiabetic agents. But if she is planning for pregnancy, then there are two options that it's better to stop most of the oral antidiabetic agents, shift to insulin and plan for the pregnancy. This is the ideal situations. And it is better to have starting on insulin and going for pregnancy. That will actually lead to much lesser complications and more acquainted with the insulin injections that will help throughout the pregnancy. And if someone have become pregnant on oral antidiabetic agents and at the diagnosis of pregnancy, we have to stop most of the antidiabetic agents except metformin, which most of the time we continue metformin in pregnancy. Otherwise, she has to be continued with insulin. And that is almost most of the time, it is 3 to 4 times insulin injections per day. And the blood sugar monitoring is also to be much frequently. That actually sometimes we need in a tabulated manner, and that can be sent over phone, also over email, that we can adjust the doses of insulin. So the pre-gestational diabetes patient, if someone is planning pregnancy, you should have a HbA1c below 7%, and most, if it is possible, if less than 6.5%, that is very good, and you have better chance of continuing pregnancy and have a healthy outcome of pregnancy, a healthy baby and a healthy mother. The second option is a gestational diabetes. Gestational diabetes is by definition, it is the diabetes first time diagnosed in pregnancy. So when these are happens, these are most of the time when the mother is little elderly primary, like if she is 30 or more, she has a significant family history of diabetes in his parents and overweight, have history of polycystic ovarian syndrome, and these are or have other symptoms like history of hypertension. These patients and these ladies, when become pregnant, there is a high chances of developing gestational diabetes in the pregnancy. So there are first to diagnose gestational diabetes. We usually use oral glucose tolerance test by having fasting blood sugar and giving 75 to 100 gram of glucose depending on the method we use. and checking the blood sugar, what actually after 1 hour and after 2 hour value, we can see if there is higher that 1 hour value is more than 180, 2 hour value more than around 150, then we diagnose it as a gestational diabetes. And in gestational diabetes also, insulin remains the mainstay of treatment, and it has to continue along with frequent blood glucose monitoring by your glucometer and self-monitoring of blood glucose that actually give the doctor confidence that how your diabetes is continuing in your pregnancy, that ultimately leads to a better outcome. So if the blood sugar is not well controlled, there are multiple complications that can occur. So in fetus or the baby become larger, that is called macrosomia. So it may have a difficulty in during labor. And there are also some defects that can develop in the fetus. Some congenital defects can develop in the fetus. And also some other acute complications can have developed, like hypoglycemia in the baby just after delivery, and some other complications also there. So we need to have a better blood sugar control throughout the pregnancy to reduce the complications and to continue the pregnancy in a healthy manner. So in anyone who have a history of pregnancy, history of diabetes in his parents, in her parents, then they should always be conscious about the gestational diabetes, or should have checked her blood sugar levels before planning pregnancy. And whenever there is a chances of developing gestational diabetes, they should continue with the doctor's advice, and not only with obstetrician, but also regularly with the endocrinologist, and should have a dietitian or diet plan. So we don't always tell that you have to eat more in pregnancy nowadays, because there is a chance of developing gestational diabetes. Who are already overweight, they may develop gestational diabetes if they continue to overeating for the pregnancy. That should be checked, and you should have proper diet from a consultant nutritionist. That will help you to continue your pregnancy well. Thank you.